Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the Lions. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, over the weekend, a friend and I were talking about the situation in Ukraine, and he was told me that he thought if something would break where Putin just either tipped over or somebody took him out, that would be that. And I agree with him. I think that it's so unpopular in Russia, even amongst people around him, but they're scared of him. But I said, you know, that's only the beginning. Because he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I agree that the war itself would end, but, okay, war crimes need to be prosecuted. And look how long that took after World War II to go through and do all of that. And the rebuilding of the country, it's just, I guess what I'm saying, such a sad situation that if it ended right now today, it really wouldn't end for way past my lifetime. Because all these people need to be prosecuted, in my mind. And you had people 50, 60 years after World War II, they were finding. So this is far from over, even if it ends today or tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dick. Yeah, we hit it a little bit earlier, but there are several rumors about Putin. First of all, I think that he has to be taken out. And there's been some rumor that he's terminally ill, but there's conflicting reports on how many more years he has to live. And there are conflicting reports on whether what it is. Is it thyroid? Is it a blood cancer? Is it his eyes or whatever? I don't trust any of that. I don't know if it's meant to engender sympathy or whether some adversary of Putin is trying to spread it to set up a coup or what it is. They are talking about two potential replacements. One is Dmitry Medvedev, former president, whoever he thought was moderate. But, you know, he's a guy that's been threatening nuclear weapons. He's sort of a punk. I don't really want him. The other one is the mayor of Moscow. I don't know much about the mayor of Moscow, except that to become mayor of Moscow, you obviously have to be a thief and a murderer yourself. So there's really no good solution to it. But I agree with you that he has to be taken out. It would be best if he were taken out by his own kind. You know, war crimes trials are great when you absolutely rule the world after the war and you can take your sweet time. Like with the Nazis and the Japanese, we held them. Nobody could do anything about it. They couldn't attack us. We were the king of the hill. We were the 800-pound gorilla. And we executed some of them, and some of them we sent to prison for life. That's all well and good, but we captured them. And we captured them because we had beaten them. You're never going to capture Putin. There'll be all sorts of motions. We don't have time. He's a genocidal sadist, a pervert. You know, during the Second World War, we would have killed Hitler if we could have. We're not going to wait to take him to trial. And this guy's the same way. But number two, we must understand what's happening. The Russians are starting to consolidate in the Donbass, which is eastern Ukraine. They've already consolidated Crimea. They're doing it, gobbling up a little bit at a time, like the Nazis. And then they'll sit there like a malignant tumor, just waiting, and then eventually try to get some more. They have got to pay a terrible price, and we've got to do it without nuclear war. One way is this, and I'll tell you now, Joe Biden, you've been magnificent in putting together a coalition against Putin economically. You've been magnificent in getting some arms to them. Get them more. Get them multi-missile rocket launchers with guided missiles on them, cruise missiles. Get them shorter ship missiles. Either take out their ships or send the rescue ships 50 miles out into the Black Sea. And then directionally, with artillery, bomb all Russian positions and kill as many Russians as you can. And in addition, make it clear we don't want Russians in this country. If there are people like Navalny who are principled opposition leaders to Putin, great. But we have over 40 NHL hockey players. Why are they permitted to stay here? Why are, you know, they can call themselves speed skaters, gymnasts, conductors, cello players. I don't care what they call them. Get out. We don't want you. We're not going to have a Nazi culture in this country. When I say Nazi culture, remember that the Ruskies under Stalin teamed up with Hitler at the beginning of the Second World War to attack Poland and Eastern Europe. They were aligned with Hitler against us. Do you understand that? And the only reason they switched is because Hitler then betrayed that alliance and attacked Stalin's Russia. And then Stalin came crawling, oh, now we're on your side. They cannot be trusted. They couldn't be trusted back then. They can't be trusted now. That's culture. They say we want to protect our culture and spread it. It's a culture of disease and death, of genocide and war crimes, of slavery. It's a slave culture. The fact that they produce some good composers and good novelists in the 19th century, we're very glad. Unfortunately, after communism in the 20th century, they've killed their intellectuals. Their literature in the 20th century is how bad the gulag was. All right, that's interesting, but yawn, yawn. Now they're putting Ukrainians into the gulag. They're putting priests and nuns into the gulag. We do not want the Russians. They are savages, not every of the individual people by any means. Their leaders are savages, and that's got to be understood. And yes, they have nuclear weapons, but their entire defense system is a joke because Putin and the oligarchs steal it. Steal it. We need the equivalent of a Voice of America, somebody in perfect Russian broadcasting their lines night and day. Why do you think your arms don't work, your vehicles break down, and you were given medical supplies from the 1950s? I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Almost 70 years old. Because Putin stole the money for the new stuff. Why do you think they shoot their own wounded? As they're withdrawing, they see a guy lying on the ground. They say, Tavarish, get up and walk with him. I can't. My feet were blown off. They pull out a pistol and kill him. That is true, by the way. They kill their own wounded. They do not care. They do not care about their own kind. But they have people that can launch missiles from Russia, and Ukraine is afraid to attack in Russia, although it does attack some missile systems, and they're killing civilians. They've got to be strangled. Putin can't win. He cannot be permitted to win. Cannot be permitted to win. And we have got to continue arming these people. And, you know, Biden's done a great job keeping NATO together, and he's done it through force of will and diplomacy. But a lot of these NATO and EU countries are unreliable. France and Germany are unreliable. They were on the phone with Putin this weekend begging him to get out of Ukraine. You think he had a good chuckle over that? France, that invaded Russia under Napoleon in the 19th century, and Germany invaded Russia, I should say, in the 19th century. And Germany, the Nazis invaded Russia in the 1940s, and they're crawling to him. Shut up, France and Germany. Follow the U.S. lead and send them really heavy weapons to Ukraine. Period. Otherwise, Europe has no soul. Otherwise, Europe is just basically a theme park for great art and cathedrals and palaces. And I do enjoy going to Europe. But if you're going to be serious about anything, for Pete's sake, understand that Putin is a genocidal sadist. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling in, Dick. And I had to get that off my mind. There are other things to talk about. We're back in the saddle. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Lots to talk about. I'm signing off for today.